not more, I'm still not doing it right. We don't want any of that because there's still nothing wrong. This isn't a concept that's gonna probably bring in like $1 million. Like, I understand like those are buzzwords, but please hope you realize that that's just more traps and it's only gonna bring more burden to you.
And even if you're somebody who wants to burn a little fat, there's nothing technically wrong with you wanting to burn fat and be in better shape. God's not mad about that.
Hey friends, welcome back to our channel. I am Lori.
And I am Michelle, and we're the twins from PurelyTwins.com.
We are so thankful to have you here. Thank you for clicking on this video and spending some time with us today.
Or if you're listening over on the podcast, the Lori Michelle Show, hello and welcome. And if you are new to our family over here, hello and welcome. We're super excited to have you here. We hope today's video serves you. As you can tell from the title of this video, we're going to be talking about fitness, and we're going to be sharing 4 things that we do now in our fitness routine that we sure wish we did years ago.
And if this interests you, go ahead and give this video a thumbs up, a like, because it helps get this message, this video, into the hands of more people so more Christian women can see this message. And so without you, we couldn't do this. We want to say thank you in advance for your support and your likes, your comments, and your shares on all of our videos and content. It really means so much to us. And if you're listening over on the podcast, after this today's episode, if you have some time to go over to Apple and leave us a review over there, it really, again, means the world to Michelle and I. It just helps get our message out to more people. So you are being a part of that. So yes, we just want to say thank you. All right, so let's dive into today's video. Hey friends, welcome to the Lori and Michelle Show. We are your hosts, and I'm Lori.
And I am Michelle, and we are so excited to have you here. We are twin sisters and followers of Christ.
We are 2 everyday girls here sharing our real honest journey of reading the Bible again and here to encourage you on your own faith journey.
We hope our show feels like you're sitting here with us in our home chatting about how we do this life following Christ.
We want you to know, love, and live God's truth in your everyday life. We really hope you enjoy today's episode.
Before we get into it though, we have a free gift we want to share with you. So make sure you check out the link below, or you can head over to our blog, purelytwins.com, to get a free workout and Bible study so you can get a glimpse of how we move and be in the Word daily.
The first thing that Michelle and I do now is that we invite God into our health and fitness journey. Now this is going to set the course for the rest of the tips, but pretty much you might be thinking, why do I need to do that? Why? God doesn't care, and He does care. We've realized from, again, reading the Bible again and opening our hearts up to Jesus's love and transformation in our own hearts, He has showed us that God does care, and He cares about your health and fitness journey as well. So let me share with you a scripture that Michelle and I highlighted when we were reading Matthew chapter 10, verses 29 and 30-31. Now you might have heard these scriptures before, but I really just encourage you to open your heart to see it and let it sink into your soul differently this time. What is the price of 2 sparrows? 1 copper coin? But not a single sparrow can fall to the ground without your Father knowing it. And the very hairs on your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are more valuable to God than a whole flock of sparrows. So let me read that again, so let it really sink in. So don't be afraid. You are more valuable to God than a whole flock of sparrows. So I wrote my Bible next to it. God has great interest in His creation and in me. He has great interest in you. So what does this have to do with inviting God into your health and fitness journey? To me and to Michelle, it means everything to us. It tells me that God cares about the sparrows, but He also cares about me. I am part of His creation. He knows all the numbers of hair that are on my head, and same for you. So to me, when I read that and really sat with it and meditated on it, so I encourage you to sit and meditate on that today as well. Sitting with that, your Heavenly Father, our Creator, has great interest in you. Are you not worth more than the sparrows? Think so, right? We are created in His image. He cares about us. So He cares about your fitness journey. Michelle and I feel like there's 2 camps out there. There's the camps out there that don't care. Oh, this body's just temporary. It's going to die off. I'm not going to care. I'm not going to care what I eat. I'm not going to care how to exercise. I'm not going to really take great care of this body, this temple that God has entrusted me with. Then we feel there's the other camp, which is what Michelle and I fell into. It's the camp that gets really excessively obsessive over taking care of this body. You get in addictions, obsessive behaviors, and that was definitely Michelle and I, which leads to what? Idolizing. Michelle and I didn't realize, and it wasn't until we started reading the Bible again, that we realized by us over-exercising, being so consumed with our diet and with our exercise and the food we're eating and how we're eating and when we're eating, all that stuff, which a lot of you probably can relate. Hit the like button if this relates to you, that we are idolizing our bodies. We are idolizing food. And guess what, guys? That is exactly where the enemy, the devil, wants you. He wants you to be in the diet food trap. And that's where Michelle and I were for years. And that's why we invite you to invite God in. So you don't have to be in that trap anymore. Let the work of God, your creator, transform you. That's one scripture that Michelle and I focus on a lot and try and every day have a deeper understanding of what that means. Our Matthew 6:33 is when you seek him first and his righteousness, then everything else is added onto you. Such a powerful verse if you really think about it in your day-to-day life and when you think about it in your own health and fitness journey. I know a lot of us, again, Michelle and I did it for years, didn't really think that meant anything to us. Like, God really doesn't care about what I'm doing with my fitness. He doesn't care how much I'm exercising. He doesn't care. Because again, it's not really a salvation issue. We get it. So that's probably why Michelle and I didn't even think of it either. But that's also what we feel like the enemy wants you. He wants you to find different ways to pull you away from God. And for us, it was our diet. It was our health. It was our fitness. It's what our body looked like, our body image issue. So it might be for you too. So invite God into your workout program. Invite God into your food. Invite God into your wellness routines. And if you haven't so already, make sure you sign up for Michelle and I's free mini course where you get to come into and see a sneak peek of what we mean when we say move and live faithfully. You get a free Bible study. I believe it's Matthew chapter 9, part 2. You get the full Bible study video, and then you also get a full follow-along workout routine, one of Michelle and I's routines. And you get to work out with us. You get to see how Michelle and I are surrounded by everything that we mentioned here is what that whole program is based on. We encourage you to invite God in and let him transform you, because working out, girlfriends, it's only going to get you so far. Michelle and I can vouch for that. And probably many of you have too. How many diets have you tried? How many workouts have you tried and you failed? Again, the enemy is like cheering. Yes, yes, she failed again. I'm going to get her sucked onto another diet, make her feel more depressed, have her hate her body even more. Where God's like, just invite me in. I just want to be in. So we encourage you to invite him in. It sounds silly. Doesn't sound like it's a big deal. But it is a big deal in God's eyes when you seek him first, when you put him as a priority in something as simple as your day-to-day activities of taking care of the body that he gave you. We promise you, friends, it is worth it. Give it a shot if you haven't so already.
So what hit Lori and I were reading this passage of Matthew, which I'm going to read for you guys here for in a second so I can sit with you guys. So we are putting all this pressure on ourselves, what the world was saying, what beauty looked like, what your fitness routine should look like, your diet, all these extra pressures on ourselves that the world was saying to do. And plus, as Lori was saying, that we started idolizing what we saw in the mirror. We based everything off our appearance. Again, that stuff of the work of the enemy working on you to keep you, what, your eyes off of Jesus, where the rest is, where it is easy. So we're here to bring light to that in case you forgot that truth. It's something Lori and I didn't realize at all, again, because we didn't read the Bible. We were so focused on what we looked like, our numbers and stuff, that we were just like exhausted. We've mentioned before, our journey before, diet after diet, different workout routines, working out harder, working out longer, and it got us nowhere, actually made us more sick. Physically and emotionally and stuff, and obviously spiritually, we didn't realize our spiritual side of us was weak, and that's what we needed our strength, and that's why Lori started with point number one. It all starts from there, because there's going to be days you're going to lack motivation. You're going to have days where you're just not going to feel like doing stuff. But Lori and I can realize from reading the Bible is that God gives us the spirit of self-control, and so we rely on his strength, right? Christ's strength to do things. So again, you need to be inviting him in. As much as we know it sounds, this isn't a concept that's gonna probably bring in like $1 million, like get skinny today or lose 15 pounds right now with this shake. Like, we understand like those are buzzwords, but please hope you realize that that's just more traps, and it's only going to bring more burden to you. So let me read you this passage so you can soak in the ease that Jesus promises all of us, the peace we find in him. not in a diet pill, and not in an exercise program.
Okay, so I'm reading from Lori's Bible. This is the NLT. Again, we did a whole video on what Bibles we have, so we'll link that up for you guys. But it's coming out of Matthew chapter 11, starting down at verse 28. Then Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light." And I will repeat that part there at the end, verse 30. "For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light." So when we read that, it gave us immediately a sense of peace and like, thank you, Jesus, reminding us all, his burden is light. So remembering though, back then their burdens were a lot different than what we experience today. But you can also look at it, it's similar in the sense of we're all getting other things outside of what God says that people put it on us or that we feel we need to do. And one thing, Lori and I want to encourage you, we actually shared a video over on Instagram reminding people that God isn't looking at your parents and basically saying, oh yeah, she's a good one, she's gonna definitely be saved and all these things, or I'm gonna favor her because look at her, she's sticking to her fitness routine, or she looks a certain way. God is looking at your heart. Something Lori and I've mentioned before in our videos, he wants your relationship with you, and that's why Lori encouraged you at the point one, is to invite him into your wellness routine, invite him into your struggles. He does want to hear from you. He does care about you. So lay all your burdens at Jesus' feet. Surrender yourself to him, and he will make your burdens light. Now, we're not saying life is going to be easy as soon as you follow Jesus and you're not going to have any struggles along your fitness journey. It's not that. It's the deeper issues. It's the spiritual side that a lot of us don't realize that we're on the hunt for when we're trying to change our body. There's something else going on inside of us that Lori and I discovered. Truly, the only person that can satisfy that is Jesus, the one that fulfills us, the one that gives us the energy to keep going, the motivation, the strong spirit, things like that. So just remember that along your journey, Jesus' burden is light. So this helps you put in perspective, who are you following, who are you listening to, even within your fitness journey.
The third thing that Michelle and I are doing now that we wish we did was stay rooted in God's living word, the Bible. Now you might be thinking, why is this important? I don't know if you girls know this or not or have realized this, but there's an enemy out there and he's sneaky and he's deceiving and he loves to attack us. And so again, Michelle and I were so oblivious of this for so many years, and that's why we're bringing awareness to you to help you do your fitness and health journey differently and faster with God by your side than what Michelle and I did, because we promise you girls, it is amazing and life-changing. I know that's probably, oh, it's life-changing. You hear that all the time. This is life-changing, but this is life-changing. Being rooted in his word, letting him change you, inviting God in, focusing on that his yoke is easy and humble. And when you do things, when you're around people that make you feel you have to do this, this, and this to be healthy or to be accepted or to be loved or whatever, to me, those are red flags now. Michelle and I always want to be that we are being gentle spirits, humble spirits, not putting any extra burdens on you, just like Jesus. And for us to do that, we need to be stay rooted in the Word. And to be stay rooted in the Word, when Michelle and I say stuff like that, when you hear us say, stay rooted in the Word, this is how you fight off the enemy. This is how you fight off your battles. This is how you get to the idolizing, what I talked about in point one, stop idolizing your body and your food. You get to more of the deeper issues. You let God transform you in ways you never thought possible. And why Michelle and I say stay rooted in the Word, because remember when Jesus was tempted in Matthew chapter 4, we did a separate YouTube video on that as well, but what was Jesus' first response when Satan tempted him the first time? He says, I have it here, "People do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." So we need to be focusing on our spiritual needs as well as the physical needs. You need both. And for so many years, Michelle and I only focused on the bread in a way. We cared more about what we looked like, our bodies. And again, I know a lot of you can probably vouch for that. Us women, we are so mean to ourselves, which Michelle will get to point four. But we encourage you, again, if you haven't already, from Michelle and I's testimony back and all the previous videos that we've shared here, encouraging, and we're going to say that a lot, we encourage you to open up the Bible, make it more of a daily habit. So again, like I said, like when you're
in the Word and you're studying the Word, and as well as just taking care of your body, why this is so important, reading the Word, letting this transform you, is because it fulfills you in so many different areas. When you have those moments of doubt or temptation coming in, or when the devil sneaks in there and tries to tempt you with something else or make you feel bad about something, you like, no, you know who you are. You are so fulfilled with God's love, Jesus's love, that you notice yourself caring less about what other people say and more about what God says. You start noticing yourself not idolizing your body as much and focusing more of being a service to the Lord. And this is like a process over time that you work with the Holy Spirit. It's definitely something that the Holy Spirit has really helped Michelle and I see, and we know that we're just going to continue growing in that relationship. It's just a beautiful thing. There is just something I just want to say that just came through me, so thank you, Holy Spirit. There is just something about when you fill yourself up, when you intentionally set time to get to know God, get to know Jesus, read the Word, there is just something that happens inside of you. And I know if you've experienced it, you can give this video a like, or if you feel me here, He transforms you. In so many years, Michelle and I, and you too probably, have been searching through the diet world or the health world, or struggling with your body image, feeling this void, feeling this emptiness inside of you. And again, that's what the enemy wants. But God doesn't want that. God's there with open arms waiting for you to come back. And we didn't realize that fulfillment He gives you through being in His Word really does transcend you in your everyday life. When you seek Him first, it all flows, and then you show up differently in your life. You show up differently to your workout. You show up differently when you go into the kitchen. You show up differently of how you take care of yourself. It's a beautiful thing how it all works.
Number four, to end it out here, is really changing our focus. And it's something Lauren and I have talked about before in previous videos, and it still rings true today when we look back and reflected back on it. So we thank God for that. He already led us this way to make this realization, was when we started to focus more on getting physically stronger, and now we focus on even more getting spiritually stronger. Instead of focusing on getting lean, losing more weight type of things, when we focus just more on feeling stronger and getting stronger. So we focused on that. And then Lauren and I realized again through our journey here of reading the Bible and God working through us, and us being open to Him working through us, He helped us realize that we're getting fit for Him now. And that's how it allows Lauren and I to focus, still showing up for Him in our fitness routine. Because when we show up in our fitness routine with the mindset that we're working out for Him, we're staying rooted in His truths, because we listen to scripture and pray and things while we work out. Again, you can do along with us if you want to see what that's like in our free mini course down below. So make sure you check that out. But when we do that, when we're consumed with that, it's easier for us to not obsess over our bodies. It's easier for us to go to the kitchen and not freak out what we're going to eat or not eat. It helps us be more rooted in something bigger than ourselves, Jesus. He is our rock. He is our foundation. He is our Savior. He's everything, right? And so if you are still struggling, especially with your body image, now I will admit, I'm not perfect with overcoming my body image issues. Lloyd and I briefly mentioned our journey of that over the years. Even being small frame girls, we still have issues where our legs still look too bigger than we want, or things like that. So I'm not saying I'm perfect. I will admit, like even working with Jesus on it, I'm not perfect. And it goes to show, I want to bring that up to you, is remind yourself is that that's not always should be our end goal. We never may ever get 100% over our body images. We may not ever get exactly the body we want and right now. I pass it on to remind yourself is when you focus more on God, working out for Him, getting fit for Him, is how Lloyd and I look at it now. It makes it easier for you to not be obsessive, to not turn food into an idol, to not turn your body into an idol, because you're focused on Him and less of you. And that also helps keep Lloyd and I humble. And God loves a humble heart. So that's another tip we just wish we knew years ago. All right, sisters, so that is our video. If you got something out of it, we really would appreciate if you would share this, because we cannot do this without you helping spreading this word of God. Again, we know this may not be the top buzzword that you see on a magazine or anything like that, but we feel
it might even offend some of you, or be like, touch you differently. We encourage you again to have an open heart about it all. Go back and really sit with some of those scriptures more. Be open-minded to it. Be open heart to it.
We hope this brought more light and peace to you, yes, on your fitness journey, not more and I'm still not doing it right. We don't want any of that, because there's still nothing wrong going to IRs to take care of yourself. The way I was saying at the beginning, like, God wants to be a part of it. God wants you to take care of the body down there so he can use you, work through you, have the energy, right? Have the focus, have the stamina.
Yeah, we hope that this stuff, like we said, these tips are going to be easier for you to apply in your life, especially if you're a woman of faith, because to us, they were very easy for us to do, and they have really transformed us. So again, we want them not to be adding more burdens mm-hmm. to you on your health and fitness journey. We hope that they just, I never seen it from that angle before. I've never seen it from that perspective before. I'm gonna do that more.
Yeah.
And let God transform you. And it is an amazing thing.
Yep. So again, we invite you, if you want to get a free workout, where you get to the full length workout to work out with Lori and I in our homes, and a free Bible study with us, so you can see how we're studying it, what we're taking away, how we're approaching it. Make sure you check out the link down below. And if you're listening to this over on the podcast, make sure you check out the show notes. Or head over to our blog, PureLoriTwins.com, and we have the recap of all the information there for you as well. A little bit about our Move, Live, Faithfully Fellowship. It's an online membership for women all over the world who love Jesus, but also want to be fit and healthy. They want to feel stronger in themselves. They want to look in the mirror and not feel bad about their bodies. But they also want to make sure they're staying rooted in God's truth and peace and love.
And even if you're somebody who wants to burn a little fat, there's nothing technically wrong with you wanting to burn fat and be in better shape. God's not mad about that. As we said earlier, it's the heart issue. It's like, why are you wanting to do that? And how are you doing it? Are you idolizing it? Are you obsessing over it? That's when it becomes a little bit more of that red flag, we would say. Mm-hmm. And that we say, just turn to God more to help mm-hmm. you not to idolize it and bring it back to him. And these things that we have shared here has really helped Michelle and I do that, because we come from the background of girls who obsess over our bodies and our health and what we look like, thinking that's how we get accepted. We cared more about what the world says about us and our bodies and less about what our Creator said. And that was a big conviction in our heart from the Holy Spirit that he helped us realize over the years, and that's why he passes along to you. So maybe you too can have that conviction in your heart and just let him transform you. Really enjoy you girls being here, being part of our community of Jesus lovers. We're also people that are into health and fitness as well. And we just love you guys so, so much.
We hope this served you, and we'll chat with you guys soon.